This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by Skillshare. The first 1,000 people to visit skillshare.com/SOL will get a free trial membership. Skillshare is an online learning community with thousands of online classes available for you to watch anytime. Whether you want to explore your love of plants or learn how to design your own fabric, Skillshare has a class for you. Be one of the first 1,000 people to visit skillshare.com/SOL, and you'll get a free trial membership. It's the perfect way to relax and explore your creativity.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud. Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
We're doing a little feel free to compliment me episode today. Kinda, I guess.
Yeah, and this is kind of...
What you been sewing?
This is kind of because I saw it or had it or needed to make it, so I just did. And like maybe somebody who didn't sew or didn't have a lot of fabric at their house wouldn't even think about doing this.
That's very true.
Okay. So how about only a sewer would do this?
Yes. Sewer would sew these things.
Right. Or think that they needed this.
Yeah.
Because other people are going without this.
Yeah.
And they don't know that they don't need
it. Mine, you know, you can buy it.
Buy it for a dollar.
Yes.
Instead of, you know, whatever. Okay.
If that's a weakness of mine.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be like, I can just make that. I'll just make it.
And, you know, sometimes, like, it's not the right size or not the right shape or doesn't fit where you want it to go. Or, like, I can make up all the stuff that I think have to sew.
Yeah, but then I can sort of, like, overbook myself, right? So there is this.
Yes. Well, I can think of things that I thought up, you know, 20 years ago that I haven't sewn yet.
So... Zelda had this one of these Pikachu dolls, and the dog got a hold of it, chewed on its tail a little bit,
right?
And it needs to be mended and then washed. Like, I think it needs to be mended before it's washed because
it'll fall apart
if it's washed.
No,
you know?
I know that story. Yeah.
But it's sitting in the laundry room,
right?
And so it's just been sitting. It's just been there for months, you know.
Right.
And so the other day, we're like putting her to bed or something. She's like, "Did you forget about Pikachu?" And I was like, "I don't know. I've just been busy taking care of other things." And she goes, "Mom, part of taking care of things is fixing Pikachu."
She knew. She's setting your priorities for you. Yeah.
That's language I use with her, of course. I'm like, part of having fun is taking
part of
care
a family
of our things.
Is picking up your dishes. Yes,
oh, man. Whatever. You know, Zelda is a really good helper right now.
She really is. Yeah.
Okay, and Jerome is not. Okay.
Right, okay.
He's like, "Zelda will do it."
Jerome's just smarter than Zelda.
So I have to be like, "Zelda, do not pick that stuff up." And like, "Jerome, this is your job." Anyway, it's kind of funny. But "Mom, part of taking care of things is fixing Pikachu." And I was like, "Okay, you're right."
Yep. Yep. She got you there.
Okay. So I'm not just.
You know, that's what you do. You teach your kids that stuff and then they turn it on you.
Turn it on you. So I have not.
Teach them to think for themselves, and then they do.
And then you think this podcast would be like how I fixed Pikachu, but it's not because I still haven't fixed Pikachu.
Or maybe our this podcast would be how my mother ruined me.
Okay.
Anyway,
that's every podcast. Well, that's all of our podcasts.
That should be like our tagline.
Yeah.
Sewing Out Loud and How My Mother Ruined Me.
So anyway, Derek, so my husband is an elementary art teacher, and he had to go back to in-person teaching. And those of you who follow me on Instagram personally or your friends with me on Facebook have seen my very upset posts about this because he's going back in person and they are unable to distance.
Right. There's no way to distance.
There's no way to distance, and he is an art teacher.
And he actually, because he's an art teacher and a specialty teacher, he doesn't just see his, like, 20 or 30 kids.
Yeah, so he doesn't.
Sees everybody's kids.
Yeah, so he doesn't get a stable group. So, like, things that have been shown to be effective and reopenings are, like, stable groups and distancing. And we're just like, we can't do that. We'll open anyway, whatever. And if you, like, think that you're going to email me and be like, your husband should just do his job and shut up, stop listening to this podcast right now. Anyway. Moving on.
Well, he is doing his job. He have figured out how to make it work.
So he said, I am. So he's wearing a mask, and they do require the kids to wear masks.
And he lives in the driveway.
He lives in the driveway, and my kids don't get to crawl over him and cuddle with him. But one thing he said was, my mask is causing my glasses to slip down. You know?
Right.
And so he's wearing glasses, he's wearing a mask, and.
Well, not only that, but you're trying not to touch your face.
Oh, yeah. So all these things. And he's like, oh, my glasses. I was like, oh, I can make you a glasses strap. No problem. Like I say about everything, right? I can make that.
What do people do who don't sew?
My dad can install that sink.
Are they just so?
Maybe they don't make empty promises to their families.
Are they dissatisfied with how their life is going because they don't know how to make a glasses strap?
No, they just would have ordered them well ahead of time. Like we didn't. So anyway. It's the night before he goes back to school, so it's the last night that he'll be sleeping in, you know, in the same bed with me, the last night he gets to hang with the kids real up close and personal, and he's like, oh, we never got, a glasses strap, you never made a glasses strap, and I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, let's go do that, and it is, like, we were not on our last night together for a while, we'll go up to the sewing studio.
We'll get it on the sewing machine.
Yeah, no, that's not what we were planning on doing. But we go up there, and you know what's all over our sewing table that night? Annie's Soft and Stable. Just like scraps of it everywhere because I'd made those masks, those plague masks that we talked about, and then I hadn't put it away. And, you know, so they're just like scraps of the scrap everywhere. And it's a sewable foam. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's amazing. But I didn't realize that we should use it right away. Okay, so I get out the same elastic that I'd used on the masks, and it's like a lingerie elastic. It's a soft elastic, and I was like, well, I'll just make a strip of this. Like, I'll just cut a strip of elastic and sew the ends into two loops, and they'll go around his glasses, right? You know, and it'll be no problem. And I think maybe that might have worked on some other types of glasses, but his are so slick, like the plastic is so slick that every time he tried to put them on, this would just slide off of the glasses. And I just couldn't make it like tight enough, you know, and that he could get on. So he says, well, I think I need a toggle, you know, or so, like an adjustable thing. Okay, well, we have toggles, so that's cool, right? But then still just that little loop on the end of the elastic, it was like not working. And I'm like, yeah, you know, they sell these things. And he's like, yeah, I know. I could have ordered some. I was like, yeah, they sell these things. And, you know, it's something that goes
up like a dozen for, $8
and
or something.
I said, it goes up over the earpiece, you know, of the glasses. And so then so we've been, you know, troubleshooting this whole thing. He's trying on these glasses. He's all upset because, you know, we've just put the kids down together for the last time for a while.
Mind you, I am not home. Like, I'm away for the weekend.
No, you were back. It was Sunday. So you were back. Yeah, I could have come to you. Okay, we'll get to that in a minute.
I had these.
Yes.
I own the what she needs.
Mom has several because she's boat candy. She's got candy, and yacht candy need to keep their sunglasses on, right?
Well, and paddleboarding and lots of other things. All kinds of stuff.
But that didn't matter because we weren't in a really good place mentally, you know? It couldn't handle the stuff, okay? So Annie's soft and stable sitting there, and I'm like, I wonder if this will work. And so I took the earpiece of his glasses and I traced it onto the Annie Soft and Stable with yellow chalk. Okay. And the way you need to do something like this, when you want to sew on a weird fabric or really any fabric and you want to sew a shape like an odd, you know, shape that is a little dog leg and looking, you know, glasses earpiece, you don't cut out that piece.
No.
Don't cut out this slim little piece. You trace it on there onto like a rectangle. You sew around it and then you trim it because
what you do
scallops,
even if you're not with Annie Soft and Stable.
Anything.
If you're ever making anything skinny or little, you draw the shape on and you sew it. Then you trim away.
Yeah, we've talked about this a lot before. I just want to like remind you all, you know, do this. Definitely, you know, don't try and sew on like these itty bitty little, you know, surfaces and distort your fabric and all sorts of other things. So I do it. I trace out the little dog leg thing and I leave, you know, one end open and I trim and I put it over the glasses earpiece and it does. It's staying pretty well. So then I made two. And I just zigzagged the elastic onto the little closed part. And we did have some toggles, right, Mom?
Mm-hmm.
And they were from, what did you order those for? So the bag I got them out of.
Did you get them out of those things that had the color?
Yeah, like the colorful ribbon kind of.
I don't remember why I bought those or where I got them from.
Yeah.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I don't know why we had them either. But I like them. Yes. Yeah. So anyway, we have those toggles. And I know Derek did not know how to put elastic in the toggle. He was like, yeah, one of those things. And I think he was pretty impressed when I knew how to do it. So you fold your elastic or you fold your ribbon or your cord or whatever in half and you thread it through the toggle. And
so there's a loop coming out of one side.
Right. Now, you can either put a knot in it or put a bead or, you know, whatever you're going to do. But you have to make it so that, you know, the toggle won't slip off again. And so I did that and it worked. So the Annie Soft and Stable just, you know, sewn into the shape of that earpiece absolutely worked. It looked like hell. Okay. So...
Because you didn't have a plan.
Well, yeah, because, you know, it wasn't, like, trimmed super beautifully, and then it worked. And so we were like, well, now we're going to go downstairs and, you know, sit together in the same air and watch Schitt's Creek because that's what we wanted to do together. So we were just – but it was kind of fun because I find satisfaction in problem solving through sewing. You know, so we were up here together, and it was a little fun to – you know, like, oh, we figured it out. And then we got out the Amazon app and I found some 10 packs and I ordered a couple. So he can wash them,
Well, that's it. You need multiples.
Yeah, you know, we did. So we've made masks, but for school, he's wearing disposable masks. I wanted him to have...
You want him to be able to change too. Right?
I want him to be able to change it or if something strange happens, you know, like some kid comes up and whatever, snots all over you
well,
or
that
something.
Way too,
you know,
you're not carrying anything home with you.
Yeah, so he can just throw it away and, you know, that. But then when he is at home and while we are limiting his inside time, if he does come inside, he can wear a mask and he can wear a fabric one then. So anyway, my jankety COVID sewing glasses keeper on her thingy. Made me happy. And you know what? We can probably take that toggle back now that we've got these.
Yeah,
don't throw away that toggle.
And that's the other thing that people who sew, they do this stuff. Like they save toggles.
Save toggles,
and do you get a pair of shoes?
Mm-hmm.
Like if you get a pair of like cross trainers and have two different sets of
laces.
Laces.
Yeah.
that extra set of laces goes into my sewing studio.
There you go. Right. Yeah, because you could use it as a drawstring. Right. You could use it as, you know.
You don't know what it's going to evolve into. Right.
That's another thing that's kind of easy to store, especially, you know, in a little box that's like ribbons and stuff. Yeah, that could go with your ribbons.
Yeah, extra shoelaces. In my cording drawer.
Yes, absolutely. So that was my win. It was kind of fun. I didn't go ahead then and make 10 more. I did order them. But he got to go to school on that first day.
Right.
And you know,
I try it out too and see if,
I even wonder if just making the holders for his ears, because I made the piece to go over the earpiece and had him try it on just to make sure it wasn't like unbearable or something, you know, and he even liked that. Just by itself. So I don't even know if we needed the toggle part necessarily.
Right.
Just keeping it a little better. And I tried to tell him, I was like, listen, when they adjust these at the eye doctor, they just put a heat gun on the earpieces, you know, to bend them. And he just looked terrified that I was going to like break his glasses. I was like, I'll just get the hairdryer out. Okay. And he was not having it. And I was like, look, this is how it works. And he was like, no, I'm so scared you're going to break my glasses. Which is understandable, but, you know, we're very DIY over here. So, anyway, that made me happy doing that bit of COVID sewing. But, yeah, Mom has a bunch of these, so we probably should have just asked her for some. But things are irrational. Sometimes sew things and you just
Who knows?
Sometimes you sew bread-proofing bowls.
That's
you know?
Right.
You
That's
know?
Right.
Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Okay, we'll take a quick break and come back and talk about some camping sewing that Mom has done.
This episode of Sewing Out Loud is brought to you by Skillshare. The first 1,000 listeners who sign up at Skillshare.com/SOL will get a free trial membership for a limited time. Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, I've been watching Skillshare classes this week, and I love that they're broken up into easy-to-watch short videos, so I can start and stop a class as my schedule allowed. Schedule means children. There are so many classes, it was hard for me to pick a favorite.
Well, I was excited to learn about Bonnie Christine's class, Intro to Surface Pattern Design. She explains her own journey to becoming a surface pattern designer, and I think it will help us as we dive into designing our own signature fabrics.
Yes, she covers concepts like working from a sketch and creating repeats. So when we design your paddleboard fabric, I can work from your sketch, right?
I see.
Yes. So if you want to print your own custom fabric, this is the class to start with. You can also share your projects with the Skillshare community and gain valuable feedback.
You know, we have a lot of listeners with an online presence. Is there any class that you think that would be useful to them?
Yes. If you want to start a blog, a podcast, or a YouTube channel, whether it's about sewing or not, I found this really cool class. It's called Creativity Unleashed: Discover, Hone, and Share Your Voice Online. You have something important to say, and instructor Nathaniel Drew walks you through how to provide value and engage your audience, along with tips and tricks to get over your insecurities.
So, be one of the first 1,000 people to sign up at Skillshare.com/SOL, and you'll get a free trial membership with access to thousands of classes for a limited time.
Thanks, Skillshare!
Sewing out loud.
And we're back. ZD has been doing some creative sewing over the past couple of months.
So, things happen, and I'm like, I can fix that. I can solve that problem. And
then Pikachu just stays in the laundry room.
Pikachu's still in the laundry room. I didn't know I was responsible for Pikachu. But I know I gave Bunny like 14 facelifts. You guys, that was Lindsay's little security animal. So if you have never heard me say we have a boat and an RV, then you haven't
been
listening.
Do you have a boat and an RV? We don't have an RV. You have a camper.
I have a glamper. Yeah.
Because
I glamp.
As Jerome says, he's like, some campers have steering wheels.
Yes.
Yours doesn't have a steering wheel.
But, you know, it's all weird how they classify all of them. Ours is called a travel trailer. The classification on its title is travel trailer.
Yeah.
Right? So I glamp, okay? It has like 2 TVs in it, you know, whatever. A bathtub, air conditioning. But, you know, it takes me places. Okay.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems. But getting therapy has its own problems, too. Like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and, of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable, too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit DiscoverSouthCarolina.com.
So, anyway, and then we have a boat. And actually, the boat, too, has what is called a cuddy cabin. So we sleep on the boat. And, you know, I've talked about making sheets for the
she's a house, she's a boat, she's
the berth, yeah, all the stuff. Anyway, all of these, like, things, these vessels to sleep in. I don't know. Anyway, we have this couple that we're friends with. She and I became friends in a nursing realm, mm-hmm. and we have been friends for, well, before you were born. It was right when Lindsay was born, so like 37 years.
Uh-huh.
And we've stayed friends through, you know, hell and high water and other pandemics besides this one and everything else. So we meet them occasionally when we are
glamping
and or boating, because they have a boat too. So we were meeting them, and this one time, and they bring over these like rocking chair lawn chairs, right? And we get ours out, which are like 42 years old or something. They're falling apart.
Oh, so they have lawn chair envy.
Well,
huh?
they're literally falling apart.
Right.
I mean, truly, we have used these. And I said, why don't we have something like that? And, you know, my husband says, well, you could have something like that. Well, you know, I did all my research, and I didn't want something like that. Theirs did not fold up the way I wanted them to.
Ah, okay? But they rocked. They had like a rocking
thing. They did rock. So theirs were like real rocking chairs, and mm-hmm. they just folded flat. And ours always, you know, telescoped, like,
yeah.
you know, went into like a little cylinder and were in a bag, and we threw them in the compartment and all that. And they said, yeah, we have to keep them inside our, you know, camper
uh-huh.
when we travel. They won't go in the storage area. And I'm like, well, I think I kind of would still want something in the storage. So I looked. And, of course, mine had to be a specific color also.
Of course.
So I looked and looked and looked, and I found what I wanted. And I got my color, and my husband got his color. And the funniest thing about these, okay, so they do rock.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And they... It's amazing how, like, it's like a touch of the finger and you have a chair, and a touch of the finger and they, you know, collapse back up. And they have a strap that, like, a shoulder strap that mm-hmm. you can carry them with, but they didn't have a bag.
Oh.
I'm like, of all
Why?
The things they don't have,
uh-huh.
like, it seemed like the simple, you know, they fit in a drawstring, like, sort of cylindrical uh-huh. tube-like bag. They all have this. I didn't know that they didn't have this. I didn't
right.
know that they would have a chair like this that didn't. But they have a strap that you can, like, you know, carry them on your back. But,
right.
But
then they're not protected from
crap. Well, right.
Crap.
Or when you're putting them in your storage area, you know.
Get all tangled up with other
stuff. Tangled up. Right. You know, you just want to, like, slip
because
them
if you
in
can't picture this, like, a rocking lawn chair has six legs. Instead of four, right? It's
right.
like
this
they have
one
a kickstand.
Uh-huh. It
yeah.
does. That's exactly what it's kind of like. So I have to make bags.
Yes.
Right? And that's what I did.
Did you look to see if you could order any first?
No.
Right. Okay.
Or did I ask you if you had any extra?
Moving on. No, well, to make these bags.
Right. Did I put the question out into the universe? No. I said, I can do that.
Yeah.
So we have bolts of fabric.
Yes,
and,
yes, we
you
do.
You know, I just picked some of the fabric that we had that was sort of like semi between canvas, not quite
is it
a canvas.
That denim, that chevron.
It's the It's more like a
or the stuff with the pots on it.
The checks.
Oh, the checks.
Yeah, I didn't want it that stiff. I didn't want it heavy denim. I wanted it kind of soft. Okay.
Man, the stuff with the pots on it. How long has that been around?
Well,
that's like our go-to canvas interfacing.
We use that for the base for everything.
For everything.
And actually, I have something I might be
use it for. Yeah, that's like our canvas base for everything.
Because I need to, I need to make a cover carrier for my Ninja air fryer. That thing. So anyway, I'm making, you know, drawstring bags.
Yes.
To put my, you know, camper chairs in.
Yes.
And I made them. And there they are.
And they're just gigantic
and they're,
tubes.
And they're beautiful. Yes. Uh-huh. And they work perfectly. And I, you know. You think garment sewing's hard, but I had to put a little ease in them, you know, because I wanted them to go in and out really simple.
Yeah.
And I also wanted them to, like, I was like, so how do I make sure I can get this in the bag easily?
Right.
And I thought, I know how. So where, so there's a seam up each side.
Right.
And that's where the I put two drawstrings in the top so that, you know, I can pull from each side and it sort of locks it, right?
Like a double drawstring.
I like that. Yeah, I like
Oh, did they have toggles on them?
No, I didn't need toggles because of that.
Because everything stayed
because,
in place.
You know, okay. And I thought, I'm going to leave that slit, like, kind of long.
Yeah.
So that they're easy to, like, sort of turn this. And that was a really good idea.
Yeah. Because
they fit right in there. And they're, and even, you know, your dad said, these are really perfect. I was like, yes, they are. Yes, they are. So that's one of the things.
You are correct.
Yes. You would be right. But, you know, it is funny, though. I can make somebody's, like, wedding dress, you know, like beaded wedding dress and all that. And then I make something like
a lawn chair cover.
Yeah, and that's what impresses him. So, anyway, that got done.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I think I've never talked about, and this I thought was quite clever of me.
This is clever. I like this story.
And you tried to give these to Goodwill.
Yeah, because they tell you not to use them anymore.
So, the baby bumpers that used to go inside.
The crib, bumpers.
The crib bumpers. And they tied on.
And, like,
and they were quilted.
Yeah, it's like kind of conflicting. I don't think they sell these anymore because they're like, you know, whatever, outlawed. But you can, like, there's lots of patterns out there because some
people
still
make them.
Use them. But
I don't know. They might sell them. I don't know if they're outlawed or just not
it's
recommended.
Like, yeah, I don't know either. But
it's the thing where, you know, you don't put anything in the crib with your baby anymore.
Yes, you don't put anything.
You put the baby in the crib.
You put them down on their back.
Right.
You can swaddle them, you know, but yeah, you're not
but
supposed
no
to
no toy, no pillow, no blanket, no nothing.
No nothing.
So we had a brand new set.
Yeah,
a brand new set.
They were given to me.
I think I had them for the crib. It was at my house. I never used it.
Right.
I think that's what happened. And then actually I had a set Hillary had used like initially with Catherine and then never used again because the story was
you're not
don't
supposed
use
to
them.
Use them.
Right.
Yeah.
So Mallory tried to give these away that were in the brand new bag. And she's trying.
And ZD doesn't see these as bumper packs.
And
she sees them for what they can be.
Those are something else. Why are you giving away the bumper packs?
Yeah.
Right? So these bumper pads come in like one big piece.
Yeah.
Okay, one big length.
Yeah.
And there are about.
They're like a big cushion.
Yeah,
that's
they're
very
like
thin.
Eight inches across and then whatever that would be, you know, to go around an entire bed, you know, like 20 feet or something. And I'm like, I can make cushions out of these.
Yes.
So what I did is I cut them in half lengthwise. So I now have two cushions that are maybe 8 feet long.
Uh-huh.
Right? And 8 inches wide.
Right.
And they have ties on them, but now they have a raw edge.
Yeah.
So they have ties on one end and like ties to places like, you know.
Somewhere.
Spaced out in the middle. And then the one edge is now raw without ties. So I make a bias that cover, you know, takes care of that, and I have make the bias so that I have new ties and that it covers that raw edge on, you know, both of my new raw edges. And they become picnic bench covers, and they are perfect.
And actually, this could be COVID sewing because...
distancing.
Yes, because we are... I don't
more
think,
outside things.
Yeah, I don't think you all plan on doing a ton more camping since Derek has your camper.
That's right.
We've commandeered your camper, but like one way that we can hang out with Derek or that we feel safe hanging out with him is outside.
Right, outside. We put a table in the yard or whatever, you know, picnic table in the yard, whatever we have to do.
How we carved pumpkins.
Right. So not only... so I had two sets.
Yeah.
So I made a set for my friend.
Oh.
And I made a set for us. And she was totally impressed. And they had just gotten a new camper. And
right.
We, whenever we get a new camper or a new boat, we always give each other like...
a camper warming
boat
thing.
Boat warming or camper
warming
gifts.
Thing.
Yeah. So...
that's super sweet.
So anyway, very impressed. Not only though, what's really funny is everyone that they like wind up like glamping with or meeting, you know, friends come to... everyone's impressed by their
bench covers.
Well, yeah.
That's a really
good
idea.
Nobody has these things.
No, that's like a really good idea.
And I mean, okay, so even if they weren't cushiony like that, you could make some. Because, you know, you can't sit on those seats. They hurt.
Sometimes
they're rough.
Right.
Well,
just protect your clothing.
They're metal and they're really cold and they like give you waffle butt.
Right, right.
Or they're wood and, you know, they give you splinter butt or whatever.
Yes.
So, you know, these things are excellent and they're not hard to like roll up and, you know. In fact, I made them a drawstring bag for theirs. I did not make a drawstring bag for ours.
Yeah.
I did make one for theirs. But like I said, it was seeing something and no, I mean, it was brand new.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it was cushiony and it was filled and
I
just couldn't like give them up.
You're like the Sandra D of sewing.
The Sandra,
Sandra
D.
Sandra
no.
Lee.
Sandra
semi-homemade. Semi-homemade.
Sandra Lee.
Okay, we had a whole mom and I, sometimes we get off on tangents in our own lives.
No.
Just go to Wikipedia. Sandra Lee has led an interesting
life.
I didn't
We did not know that who she was and who she was like a partner to.
The first lady of New York.
Because she had a relationship with Andrew Cuomo.
It's Andrew, right?
Yeah, I always get them
all
mixed up.
I know, I get them all mixed up.
Andrew Cuomo.
Yeah, I was like,
who is now the governor of New York and has been for several years. But they had like a 14-year relationship. Yeah.
So she's over on the Food Network.
And he was previously married to a Kennedy.
Yeah.
So you find out all these things when you start to Google.
It was like we were having our own little reality
TV
show.
Yeah, it was like, oh my gosh.
And
I
thought.
Connecting the dots, so to speak.
She's all like, but buy the biscuits and then make the this.
Right.
Or the, and I was like, okay, you were not probably actually semi-homemaking things. It's fine. I'm fine
it's
with
right.
that. It's cool.
Right.
It's cool. I'm just like. Okay.
But she has, like, lots of books and things.
Yeah, good,
and whatever.
Good for her. Just look her
so
up.
So anyway, what I'm saying is there is,
I think when you sew,
when you do things like this, you see the potential in things and they don't have to be what they were meant for.
That's right. Like Annie Soft and Stable. Man, I just do the weirdest. You know, they don't, they're like, what they use it for, and I love the company.
Yeah, what do they use it for?
They use it for bags.
And I've never used it for a bag.
No, we do.
You did once.
We do the weirdest stuff with this.
Halloween costumes
are the best. They just need to, like, hire us to be, like, the weird butt things.
We need to be the research.
You can do with Annie Soft and Stable. Anyway.
So I have one last thing.
Oh, one last thing.
Just because I sew, right?
You do.
And because I have a husband that goes, well, how are we going to fix that? And what's funny is he fixes everything, too.
Yeah, he fixes the things
fix. He doesn't sew.
You fix one half of the
things.
Or
we fix things together.
You fix one half, he fixes the other, and then
you
do some
things together. Or we put on the windshield together.
Yes.
Whatever.
Yes.
So this was a boat thing. And so the back cushion of the boat is upholstered, and it's upholstered, like, in two sections. Okay. This is the seat, not the seat back or anything, just the seat. And the corner had become, like, unsewn. But, of course, this corner was up against, like, two other cushions that you couldn't get to. You know, it's permanently fixed. And he's like, what do you do about that? You, like, tape it or something? And
yeah,
I'm like,
you tape it. You just get some
duct
tape.
Yeah, you tape. And I'm like, no, you don't. You get a curved needle, and you sew it while it's in place. He's like, a curved needle.
A curved needle?
And actually, I probably came upon a curved needle first in nursing.
Yeah.
Okay. It's because, you know.
Humans are like big cushions.
Exactly. Like, yes. If you have a laceration, like, you know, on your body part, on your arm or whatever, you cannot take it off and lay it flat and sew it.
Nope.
You have to figure out how to get under that fabric and bring that needle up and through.
Right.
So, you know. They make needles like this. It usually comes in a pack that says household pack or leather pack.
Well, I've seen them like say that. Like upholstery.
Yeah, upholstery
curved upholstery pack with the curved needles.
There's, you know, there's a couple of different kinds of packs.
Uh-huh.
And the best thing about this, being a nurse and knowing this, is you also use a hemostat.
That's right.
Which is also sometimes called a needle holder.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Because you can take that needle holder, you can put that down in there, and you poke it through partway, and then you know, grab it on the other side and pull it up and through. And I repaired that.
Perfect.
And then I said, come look. And he's like, oh, man, that's like professional. Exactly. Yes, it is. Oh, my God. You are so lucky to be married to me.
Oh, no. I've been
saying that. Can you imagine if you were married to someone else? They would not be doing this.
I'm just always in the kitchen saying to my family, like, you all are so lucky to have me. I say it multiple times.
Well, you smell my roast going right now.
I know.
How lucky is that?
Gosh, these people are lucky to have us.
Yeah. He's been asking for roasted beets, too, and he's getting them tonight.
I've been saying to Zelda, I made cookie dough. I have been in my life terrible at making cookies.
She is not always great at cookies.
Sam, our editor, has helped me. She's been a support person. So I just want to say thank you, Sam, because she knows how to make cookies very well. And I'm finally good at making cookies.
Although her children, believe that I invented the oatmeal cookie.
So two lies that we've been telling the children, or two little whatever, hero
stories. Misconceptions that we go along with.
So Zelda's like, did you know that before sugar, there weren't oatmeal cookies? That's what she came and said to me.
Yeah, by the way, they call me Sugar if no one knows that. Right.
And then I've been letting them know how smart I was to make all of this cookie dough. I made like the King Arthur, you know, chocolate chip cookie recipe, and it was like 3 dozen cookies. I was like, geez Louise. I mean, I'm talking.
You can eat all those.
Okay, but
you just shouldn't.
Every time I make like a big, huge batch of cookies, then I feel like I'm like, well, we got to eat these before they go bad, you know? And so anyway, I wanted a little more flexibility in my life. So I did. I balled them up, put them on a baking sheet, froze them, and then I've got them in my, you know, stasher bags.
Because I do that, too.
So I say to Zelda,
that's the best way to take them glamping also.
You keep interrupting my cookie story.
No.
So I say to Zelda, do you know how smart mommy is to do this? Because now when you want a cookie, I just go take out one ball of cookie dough, and I can make you a fresh baked cookie. And she's like, yeah, okay. So then when we do it, I'm like, do you remember how smart mommy was to do this? And I've just been drilling into her head how smart I am. So so she thinks I'm really smart for doing that. And she thinks that you invented.
It's a good thing that you can sew and you can save your money for her therapy.
That's right. That's right. And then you've convinced her that you invented oatmeal cookies.
I didn't. She convinced. That was totally grassroots on her part.
Yeah.
I did not say that.
Sure.
No. I don't know where that came from. I would have said
Mom.
That. No, I would. I would have had no problem, like, you know, manifesting that story. But
COVID
she
sewing,
thought that story up.
COVID sewing, camper sewing, and cookie lies is what this
That's
episode
right.
should be called. All right, everybody. Well, thanks for listening. And if you, I know that I'm not the first person to make those cookie dough balls.
No, but it's such a good idea.
But I'm just saying,
I hate like making cookie dough. I like making cookies.
Okay. So what I was going to say before you
to me
again is
oh,
I'm saying if you're at home being like, well, I already do that. Well, have you told your children or your partner or whoever else gets to eat the cookies how smart you are? Because you should be telling them how smart you are. feel free to compliment me.
Whenever I see someone do something dumb or that I think is dumb or that I think my husband perceives as silly or dumb, I'm like, you are so lucky. You are married to me. Keep reminding them. You know, you just.
I try to just stick with the positive.
You have me in your life.
I'm just,
you have me in your life. I'm telling you.
We just want to remind you that the people in your life are so lucky to have you.
That's right.
We're lucky to have you as listeners.
Exactly.
Yes.
How lucky are we to have you?
I know. Just email us, mallory@sohere.com, and be like, CD and Mallory, you are so lucky to have me.
That's right.
I would love that.
Feel free to compliment me or you or Mallory or anyone else at any time. That's
all right. ZD, take it away.
So long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Hey, y'all. Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com. Damn, you did something for the first.